Today is Wednesday, the 7th of November, in the 31st week of Ordinary Time. Luke Parker sings Sweet Surrender. Is there an area that you need to surrender to God today? Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Now large crowds were travelling with Jesus, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost, to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king going out to wage war against another king will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? If he cannot, then while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions.
These sound like hard words from Jesus. That if we are to follow him, we must hate family, friends, even life itself. How do you feel when you hear these words? Then Jesus gives vivid sketches of how important it is to consider major decisions carefully and to try to carry them through. Is this how you operate? How you make major decisions? Do you tend to follow your head or your heart? As you listen again, be aware of any connections you make with the way you go about things.
Now large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost, to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king going out to wage war against another king will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? If he cannot, then while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions."
Jesus draws our attention to how the choices we make about a whole range of things, from people to possessions, can affect whether or not we can follow him wholeheartedly. You might like to talk to Jesus about anything like this that's getting in the way of following him more closely. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.